The head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo, brought to you on a Mayo Monday by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with five New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Land Rover of Norwood, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Hello, Coach.
Hey.
You said last week on this show that a win would fix everything. So is everything fixed?
Everything's not fixed. What I would say is a lot of the things that were happening over the last few weeks have been symptoms of losing. And you have to win one game before you can start to stack them together. So that's what I meant.
So symptoms of losing, meaning just everybody is
Well, everyone has
over.
Solutions. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not just in the building. It's outside. I can't even go to a grocery store without, well, maybe you should change the time of practice. My mom calls me the solutions. People in the building. Like, everyone has a solution. And
what is your mom recommending?
My mom recommends just play better. That's her thing. just coach better and play better.
Well, that happened yesterday, and I think, you know, speaking of noise, a lot of noise about you calling this football team soft and then saying they played soft, but seems like that you may have known exactly what you were doing, and that these guys responded well to that.
Yeah, the guys went out there and played well. I tried to walk it back last week as far as calling them soft. We played soft the last two games, and that's what I meant. And I would say those guys answered the challenge. I don't think we have soft guys in the locker room. That's just the way we played the last 2 weeks, and I thought they came out and played well yesterday.
Gerard, I know that some of the guys, especially the wide receiver group, and we're all like that, guys who want the football, we're talking about being more productive, having more opportunity. It seems like they got some chances yesterday and still had some drops. What are some of the issues with maybe the drops that some of these guys have to focus on a little bit better?
The issue is the drops, huh? You're exactly right. You know, those guys, they got open, and you know, good receivers, they get open, they catch the ball, and if they're really good, they run with it afterwards. Mm-hmm. And you know, we had a bunch of drops yesterday, but those are things that we can correct and look forward to those guys taking the next step.
But when it comes to correcting that, is that just reps in practice? Is it a mental thing with some of these guys? It seems like some, you know, you brought this up a couple weeks ago with us, where it's okay to talk and demand the football, but then you got to deliver. It seems
Which
like
I just, still feel that way.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people, well, get on the jugs machines and do all this and do all that. At the same time, you don't have a 250-pound linebacker running at you at the same time.
Yeah.
And so some of those drops are across the middle. We had a couple on the outside, and it comes down to concentration.
When it comes to going into halftime yesterday, it seemed like you guys were just trying to run the clock down.
That's exactly what we were trying to do.
Okay.
You know, anytime you lose your starting quarterback and the game plan revolves around a starting your quarterback, and there's a major shift, you know, we run the ball. If we pop that run, then we'll get into our 2-minute or no huddle stuff. But at the same time, it was an opportunity for us as a team in all three phases to hit the reset button, go back, re-energize, make our corrections, and come out and play.
What was your message in the locker room at halftime after doing so?
Yeah, the messaging was the same thing I said before the game, you know, 30 minutes before those guys got dressed, and it's the next man up mentality. Before the game, we found out that one of our best players wasn't able to go in Duggar, and I challenged the rest of the guys, like, look, it's next man up, and it stinks to find out, you know, that close to the game, but it happened. And the same thing in the game, when your starting quarterback, who you expect to go out there and play four quarters, more if need be, goes down, it's the next man up mentality. And I told those guys at halftime, this is an opportunity for us to go out there and support Jacoby, and that's by playing complimentary football. And I think we did that at times.
Gerard, I thought last week was a massive week for you. Our perspective outside the building, but the noise was at a fever pitch about walking back comments, the locker room, these players.
When has walking back comments ever been like a big deal? For me, though, like, situations change. And I would always say I always reserve the right to change my mind, no matter what we're talking about, who's starting, who's not starting. Like, I always reserve that right. And, you know, we talk about transparency, which I've tried to be with all of you guys. And to me, transparency is what I want you to see. I'm not going to say everything that is under the curtain, no. But at the same time, the relationship with the media, I think, is important. So even in saying that, you say it's a fever pitch. For me, it doesn't matter. As long as the fam's straight, I'm straight. This isn't really adversity for me.
I think it's a perspective thing, and I'm glad to hear you say that the way you said it, because I think some people perceive it
to be a lack of experience or somebody who's new in a job, I think is where that...
I am new on a job, and what I will say is, just like I expect from our team to get better each and every week, I expect me as a head coach to get better every single week, and I demand that from our assistant coaches as well. Like, you guys got to get better every single week. It doesn't matter who the players are out on the field. We expect to go out there and win and play winning football.
So, are you also demanding from your assistants a new touchdown celebration every week? Is there a name for that?
Look, I'm just happy we're scoring touchdowns if they are celebrating.
Was that part of the plan?
No. Honestly, when Kraft released the shoes, ABP was joking around like the old kid in play, like tapping. We were just out there having fun, man. Look, at the end of the day, look, winning is fun, and it's fun winning, and that's kind of our mindset.
Just on the, I want you. Totally answered that properly, and Greg's waiting one day for me to actually do my job well enough to celebrate. But a part of that huge noise outside the building was led by the guy you replaced. And I know you don't want to get into personal stuff, but is it surprising on any level for you that a guy you played for, took you at 8 overall, worked on his staff for years, is so quick to criticize and sort of knock you when you're down?
Well, I was 10 overall, so you got to do some research. Top 10. Still
they traded back from 8 to 10. That's
no,
right.
They didn't trade back from 8 to 10. They traded back from 7 to 10.
Oh, my bad.
All right, there we go. Look, I learned a lot from Coach, and I learned a lot on the field, off the field, all those things. And in saying that, I have to do what I believe in, and that's what it comes down to.
Gerard, isn't the most important thing, and I think for us on the outside, we don't really know what's being said on the inside, and
which
I think
is great.
Yeah. And but
then we have a problem,
right? Well, but a lot of the players, they were saying, "Well, this is the message that Gerard was giving us before he got to the media." And isn't that the most important thing? At least it was for me. Is that what the players are getting before the media gets? You're out there and you're giving your post game interviews, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm very open with the players. I'm very transparent. And you would know this, mm-hmm. being a player. Like, you have so many people around you that will lie.
Oh yeah,
and they'll tell you it's not your fault. Well, this should have happened, that should have happened, and I feel like my job is to tell you the truth. And I live in truth, and I have no reason to lie. My mom always used to joke around, "Is it worth going to hell over?" I'm like, "No, mom, no." And so I try to be very truthful. And again, like, no matter what the noise is outside, I'm very upfront with our players, and I think they appreciate that.
I know you've already said to media this morning that Drake is in concussion protocol. When he came off the field yesterday, what was he feeling? What went into him having to get checked out? And then I know you've said that during halftime, he said to you that he felt like he could go back out there.
Yeah, it was it was called down from the league, and they wanted to do further evaluation. When I went in there at halftime, like, he wanted to go back out there, but obviously he didn't pass the test, and not going to get too far into that, but at the same time, he went out there and threw a couple good balls after put him in the protocol.
Let me get quick to the Hellman's Mayo question of the week. You can purchase Hellman's mayonnaise at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. On that note, on Drake May, Boomer Esiason was on with us earlier this morning talking about young quarterbacks who want to run the ball and don't always take care of themselves. Is that something that you want to keep reminding Drake May?
This goes back to, like, darn if you do, darn if you don't, and, well, we should put him in the first week, or we should put him in here. And it's like, at a certain time, like, we're always going to do what's best for the football team. And look, the quarterback is the most important position on the field. I mean, however you feel about that, the quarterback's the most important position on the field, and he has to protect himself a little better.
You're sitting right next to a darned if you don't guy who thinks your record would be 4-4 if you had started Drake May.
Hey, and the thing about it, that's fine for him to have that opinion. Like, everyone can have that opinion. We also had a guy go out there and get hit 50 times in 4 games or whatever it is. So it's fine.
Yeah. You told the CBS broadcast crew that Drake May had a lot to be thankful for, not just in how Jacoby Brissett handles himself and learning, but that Jacoby Brissett took a beating in those first games that allowed Drake May to come in healthy. What did you think of Jacoby Brissett's comments after the game, where he seemed to take some of the slights personally from the media and the fans as he went in and won that game in the second half?
He's a competitor, and I think, if you do listen to that stuff, you might as well make it a chip on your shoulder so you can go out there and play hard.
Well, give us a little insight, because we hear from him, but he's very quiet. And Christian Gonzalez, as far as what we hear from him, you know, when he comes on this station, give us an insight to what he's like as a player and as a person, because he looks like he has the potential to get into an era of being one of the best corners in the National Football League. What makes him so special? Like, it's been week after week with this guy going against some great players.
Yeah, I would say the good corners that I've played with, whether we're talking about Tlaib or, well, maybe not Tlaib, but Revis and, you know, Gilmore, some of these guys, they're quiet off the field, but once they cross the white lines, it's all business. Mm-hmm. It's all being a competitor. And that's Gonzo. Like, you can sit here and try to get whatever you want out of him as far as, like, talking, but when he crosses the white lines, he's a very good player.
Momentum-wise, how big was the punt return yesterday?
It was huge, and that goes back to the complimentary football where, you know, three and out, punt return, and we've been saying it for a while now. He's almost popped a few this season, but, you know, good punt return that led to a touchdown. That's what we're trying to do.
Does it feel like a respect thing when you hear the outside noise? I know that you try to block it out, but nobody had picked you guys to win in this one. Then Drake goes down, and I think people expected the Jets for you guys to just roll over and die. Like, does the team talk about that? Do you feel like the guys use that to their advantage to go out there and prove people wrong?
We use the pressure just to get closer as a unit. And once again, you know, it takes on the team takes on the personality of the head coach and the quarterback. And for me, I'm anchored in something that's a lot different than people agreeing or disagreeing with what I do and what I say. So I'm always going to do what's best for the Patriot organization. And I thank the Kraft family for allowing Elliot and myself to run this organization.
You surprised by where Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are right now?
I can't. You know, honestly, I don't get into the other teams. I'm just worried about us. Well, I shouldn't say worried about us, but my only concern is the Patriots.
Well, does being used to being in the media, does it help you with being able to deal with some of the criticism where people go, oh, he doesn't have experience, or which I don't, you know, you've been coaching in the NFL for 8 years, so I don't really understand what that is. But does being in the media help with you not letting that frustrate you?
You know, I learned very early in my career at Tennessee. I learned even here in the NFL not to don't Google yourself. Don't type your name into Twitter.
Words to live by.
Hey, I learned that as a player, and I was rookie of the year. And after my rookie year, I was like, you know, everyone around me, I guess, is fickle for the most part, except for my inner circle. So, and once again, like, it's the fan. Look, they pay for those tickets, and they expect to see a team that goes out there and performs well and wins. I understand that. I understand you guys have to, you know, sell advertisements. I understand all that stuff. And so, for me, winning cures all, and I would say, you know, building a sustainable winning organization for the future is also top of mind.
And just, you know, you talk about it all the time, being transparent, and that's what I love about getting the opportunity to have you address all this stuff. I know you essentially said this week you didn't have an issue with guys and how they're conducting themselves when they're not on the field visiting cities.
Can I just go back to that? Like, guys being out in London, simply not true.
And so
those stories continue to come out where it's just not true.
Not true.
Yeah. So I'm not sure where it's coming from, but yeah. I mean, everyone has their sources, again, working in the media. I understand how that works, but it's simply not true.
So nobody missed curfew in London.
I'm saying this, we did not have people out in London. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going back to London. I don't want to go back to London. Is this me going back on what I just said? I'm not walking it back. Yeah. What I'm saying is
Nashville, very fun city. Maybe put some restrictions in place down there.
Listen,
it's a fun city.
Listen, the guys in the locker room, they do what we need to do to go out there and perform. And look, we'll win or whatever happens, but at the same time, these guys are professionals and they've acted that way.
I know you can't be specific, but Drake May, you think we won't see him for a while, or what's?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the that's internet, honest.
Yeah, that's honest.
Yeah, that is honest. The internet got me on alcohol prices when at stadium, so believe me. I don't believe anything I see on the internet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you do. You absolutely
yes, he does.
You're on the internet right now.
So. What are you talking about, Wade?
This is Cap.
Google it.
Yeah, but you just go on Instagram, right. Too. I saw you scrolling Instagram. Headlines on Instagram, stealing stories. Come on, man. Do your own work.
Wiki's Wikipedia says he was coach of the year at Brockton.
Coach of the year.
I don't believe anything on the internet.
No, speaking of coaching, just before you go, a little back and forth between you and Coach Wiggins. So I want to. It was off air, but I want to ask you: how would you have defended on that Jaden Daniels Hail Mary?
Look, I mean, first of all, we said
your defensive,
We said a Hail Mary is a 50-50 ball, and it's not. And
yeah, that's what Wiggy said: 50-50 ball.
Right. You know, we can say whatever we want to. It comes down to execution. Whether you want to rush it. Or you want to cover it, comes down to execution, and you can't have a free guy behind everyone else with nobody boxing them out.
What about other guys like taunting the opposing fans? Is that good while the play is going on?
Yeah, look, if you're going to do that, you better go out there and make a play. Again, going back to how I feel. Look, you can talk all the noise you want to, but you better back it up. You were that guy at the basketball court, like wristbands.
Oh, 100%. I never got in. If you're up by 40, they put me in. All right, Coach Mayo, great to see you. Great job. Thanks. Great win.
No, I appreciate it.
All right, and we'll talk to you again next week. Good. All right, our conversation with the coach is brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. We will be back from Gillette Stadium.